Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you candy. Come on to my house, I'm gonna give you an apple and a plum and an apricot or two. Hey.
Welcome to Food for Thought. Join us for a thought-provoking glimpse into the world of the food that we savor. Meet the women and men who are growing it, foraging for it, raising it, cooking it, and who share it with the rest of us.
Hot beverages are definitely appropriate for us foggy people. Coastal California climate is perfect for a hot, spicy beverage. The combination of spices are stimulating. It's not just the caffeine of the tea.
Today's guests are Yana Ashbrook and Dorje Kirsten, and they are the self-proclaimed stewards of Planet Chai. And we're going to talk a little bit about Planet Chai and the tea and how it differs from a lot of the chai teas that you see in the store. First of all, the packaging. I mean, you've got your chai concentrate, you sell it in quart containers, and it's in the refrigerated section, which is very different from some of the other chai tea. Why did you decide not to go with those aseptic containers?
Well, there's a lot of reasons. One, fresh chai really does taste different, and it has a lot of health benefits. You're alleviating any unnecessary preservatives. And then generally with commercial chai, when they add all those preservatives, there's a taste change, a flavor change, and so they compensate with more sugar.
Yeah.
So it enables us to have a great tasting product, less sugar, no preservatives. And we do get a little more control since we're making it fresh weekly.
And the preservatives we're talking about, we're probably talking about lemon or ascorbic acid,
ascorbic acid,
so you've got,
yes.
It's kind of like a sour taste. It's
yeah.
something that
right.
raises the acidity of the product so they can put it in those containers.
Exactly. And aseptic packages are not recyclable. They are trash. I think there's, in San Francisco, I think they might be recycling them in certain parts. I heard a rumor. But up here in Humboldt, there is no recycling for yeah. aseptic packages. So our option was to go recyclable.
And so you have plastic. They kind of look like milk jugs.
Mm-hmm.
So it's kind of like a quart milk jug. And then for the coffee shops, you have gallon milk jugs full of your freshly brewed tea.
Yes.
And it's brewed, every couple of days.
Yeah. And another quality is when you do the aseptic packaging, you have to take out all of the particulate. You can only have a liquid. So then we find that a lot of the corporate chais, which people go to and have become familiar with as chai, are actually just syrup flavorings and then added flavorings, and they don't have the spices anymore. And one of the most satisfying things about drinking a cup of warm chai is to see the spices uh-huh. at the bottom
yeah.
and to enjoy, to savor the richness and the realness of that flavor versus it being a commodified product that's been mass produced by food chemists. And you're only going to get that if you buy local chais, because once they aseptic package it, they have to take out all of the natural sediment that occurs from the brewing process.
Now let's talk about sugar too, because now chai teas, I understand from some reading that I've done, is the sweetener is an important part. It kind of intensifies some of those nice spicy flavors mm-hmm. of the cinnamon and the cardamom and things like that in there. But when they're adding the ascorbic acid to the aseptic containers, then they've got to add more sugar. How much more sugar are we talking about? How much sugar do you mm-hmm. generally have in your product versus some of the commercial?
One of the main commercial products, it tends to run up to about 104 grams of sugar per pint. So then if you get that and you water it down or you mix it with milk, you're probably running a 70 or 80 gram drink if you're getting a 16-ounce one. Our original formula runs around 28 grams per pint. So then it's a 20 gram sugar after it's been diluted with milk.
Uh-huh.
We also have a sweet product in order to connect with those people who prefer a sweeter drink.
Uh-huh.
And that runs about half as much of the sugar as you would find in a commercial aseptic packaged chai.
Yeah, that's amazing. And the thing, too, is that some of these commercial products are kind of setting the tone or setting the standard for what people are expecting in their chai drink. So when they have something like your chai drink, which to me, you've prepared some for me today. I've drank some of it, and definitely I wouldn't want anything sweeter than that and still less than half the sugar. That's amazing to me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So where can people get the chai tea?
Most of the local coffee shops in northern and southern Humboldt carry us. Let's see, some favorites, just to mention some: Cafe Brio, Jitterbean in Arcata, and Jitterbean on 5th Street carries us.
That's right. Then the Gold Rush Coffee carries us. Old Town Coffee and Chocolate carries us.
So just about any place that sells a cup of coffee is also going to sell Planet Chai. So local businesses have been very receptive to your product.
Yeah. We've been on the market for 12 years now, since 1999, and it's grown steadily, and we've received so much positive feedback and so much support. And one of the real blessings about living in Humboldt County is how much within our culture there's support for local food production. It's valued, it's understood.
Yeah, I was thinking one of the things that is kind of the limiting factor for you is the freshness of your product. That some of these coffee shops, if they don't have adequate refrigeration, they may not be able to carry your product.
It's true.
There are a few that don't because they don't have enough refrigeration room. There's also places like Espresso 101 or Riptide who have such a strong local community ethic that they've made room for us in their little refrigerators. You know, we really appreciate that. So then some of them, you know, they just can't quite make the room, so they stay with the aseptic. And then others, it's so valuable to them to have local and to support the local ethos that they make the room.
They're
find
the
way.
They're willing to do what they need to do to make it happen. That's great. How do you see the company changing? Are you looking at expansion in the coming years?
We are, yeah. Well, our first expansion was, I think, in 2007. We actually expanded to the Burning Man Festival.
Oh.
we received the contract to provide all the chai for their Center Camp Cafe.
Uh-huh.
And Burning Man is a festival that only 3 items are sold.
I thought you were going to say only 3 million people attend.
Oh, yeah. Well, next year it'll go up that high. But there's no buying and selling at Burning Man with the exception of coffee, chai, and ice.
Oh.
And so we were one of 3 contracts that happens at Burning Man. And that was our first big expansion. And other festivals such as Earth Dance and Reggae and Kate Wolf.
I've got to know, how many cups of chai did you sell at Burning Man?
700 gallons of chai.
Holy moly.
Is consumed in 1 week's time.
Wow.
Yeah. And we drove it all out there.
Uh-huh.
And after that, after kind of getting out into the festival world, in 2009, we expanded into Ashland, Oregon. So crossed over into that really beautiful community there. And our expansion plans are definitely in the works, continuing in Southern Oregon and moving south also along coastal California.
And a hot beverage for a coastal climate is part of your strategy there.
Yeah. Hot beverages are definitely appropriate for us foggy people.
Uh-huh.
Coastal California climate is perfect for a hot, spicy beverage. One of the very sweet things about chai is how warming the spices are. And in terms of a pick-me-up, which is why a lot of people drink caffeine, the chai is different from coffee because the combination of spices are stimulating. It's not just the caffeine of the tea. The spices are warming your circulation, they're warming your digestion, and it's kind of boosting your whole system.
How does it compare with a cup of coffee in terms of caffeine? I know a coffee really varies quite a bit in how much caffeine's in a cup of coffee, but
I think it's around a third.
A third.
I want to say.
Yeah.
And it's a different molecule. The caffeine in a coffee bean and the caffeine in the Camellia sinensis plant, the tea plant, is different. And it does act differently in the body. Maybe some listeners can relate to the difference between mate or coffee or tea and how that interacts with their body.
Uh-huh. Is it kind of a subtler sort of thing? And I don't know. I get my jolts from my coffee.
So. Yeah. Well, and a lot of people drink coffee in the morning and chai in the afternoon.
Okay.
But yeah, I would say it's a less jolty.
Okay. Well, this has been a very enjoyable and smooth and rich conversation. I've enjoyed talking to Jana Ashbrook and Dorje Kirsten from Planet Chai.
Grapes and the cakes. Hey, come on to my house, come on.
If you have any questions or comments about this program, please call the listener comment line at 826-6089. You can hear this broadcast again at the KHSU website under archived programs at khsu.org. This program is also available on iTunes. Food for Thought is produced in the KHSU studios located at Humboldt State University. Our engineer is Jessica Eden and producer is Jennifer Bell. Join us again next Friday on KHSU for another edition of Food for Thought during the KHSU homepage.